Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature three more Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Stevie Wonder, the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, Edward Starr, Lionel Richie, the Velvettes, the Four Tops, and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label, That Lady, right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. Yeah. see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
with Tom Fowler.
Motown Memory from the Marvelettes, I'll Keep Holding On, and then reached number 34 on the pop charts and number 11 on the rhythm and blues charts of 1965. Before that, Stevie Wonder and If You Really Love Me, reaching number 8 on the pop charts and number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts of 1971. And we started with the Isley Brothers, That Lady Part 1, reaching number 6 on the pop charts in 1973 on the T-Neck record label. The Isley Brothers had 80 rhythm and blues hits during their career. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, so for this hour, we've heard from four such artists. Here comes the fifth, with the only song that wasn't recorded on the Motown record label that charted, Marvin Gaye in Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing was released as a single in 1982, and it reached number one on Billboard's Hot Rhythm Blues Singles charts, and number three on the pop chart. This peak at number 3 in the pop charts made Marvin Gaye the second artist in the history of the pop charts after Aretha Franklin to have a hit song peak at each position from 1 to 10 on the chart. The song was also a success on Billboard's other charts, reaching number 12 in the Hot Dance Club chart and number 34 in the Hot Adult Contemporary chart. The song reached number one in the Canadian charts, and it peaked at number four in the UK singles chart. Well, Sexual Healing won several music awards from Marvin, and at the 1983 Grammy Awards, the song won Gay 2 Grammys, including Best Male Rhythm Blues Vocal Performance and Best Rhythm Blues Instrumentation Performance. Marvin's performance of the song later made it into the compilation album entitled Grammy's Greatest Moments, Volume 1. Well, the 45 RPM version of Sexual Healing sold over 2 million records, and it was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories. Let's get down tonight.
Ooh, baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving. And baby, I can't hold you much longer.
One day you'll be mine. Thank you.
Velvet's a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. It only reached 102 in the pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 43 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. Before that, Lionel Richie and Penny Lover, a pretty song reaching number 8 in 1984. And we started with Marvin Gaye, his only top 40 song not on the Motown record label. That was on the Columbia record label called Sexual Healing, and then reached number 3 from 1982. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, here comes the last one this hour, the four tops and Ain't No Woman Like the One I Love on the Dunhill ABC record label, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold. Double O Soul, baby. Agent Double O.
Continue with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler.
But in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. But I'm only human. You've made mistakes too.
With Ooh Baby Baby, a pretty song reaching number 16 in the United States pop charts in 1965. And before that, Edward Starr and Agent 00 Saul, and they reached number 21 in the United States pop charts in 1965. The record was originally released on the Rick-Tick record label, and Motown bought Rick-Tick record. And we start with the Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I've Got, number 4 from 1973 on the Dunhill ABC record. Well, this hour, we featured Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.